One question can bring you back to what matters, to the part of you that's been craving wonder, not certainty, to the moment your body whispered, it's time to begin again, even if your mind wasn't ready to be new. Welcome to One Question, a short weekly reflection to help you reconnect with your body, your values, and your truth. This week's question is, when did I stop being a beginner? And do I want that back? There's a kind of confidence that comes from being good at something. We know what we're doing. We have answers. We're trusted, maybe even admired. It's a good feeling. But lately, I've been wondering, when did I stop being a beginner? And is that something I actually wanted to lose, or did it just happen? I've had to learn a lot of new things in my life. New tools, new industries, new cities, new ways of being in relationship with people. But like many of us, I also found a lane where I felt powerful and confident. For me, that was in product and tech. After years of climbing ladders and building things and leading people, I felt solid. I knew who I was. I was the expert in the room. And then I became a coach, and I was a beginner again. Let me tell you, going from being a VP or the CPO to being a brand new coach was humbling. I had a wealth of experience and wisdom, sure, but I was learning new ways of listening, new ways of asking questions. There were moments in those early sessions where I was so aware of my body, the way I was sitting, the words I was choosing, because I hadn't fully built trust in my own rhythm yet as a coach. I felt awkward, unsure, like a child when they're walking in adult shoes. And that was exactly where I needed to be. I've come to believe that beginner's mind isn't just useful, it's essential. It's where humility lives. It's where courage gets built. It's where creativity gets to stretch out and play. And listen, this isn't just about work. Moving to Europe reminded me how being a beginner shows up in every part of our lives. I moved first to Sweden, then to Germany, then to the UK. And with each move, I had to start over. I had to learn the culture, the system, how to open a bank account, where do you buy good bread around here? And perhaps hardest of all, how to make friends in a country that doesn't operate in the way my brain was wired to expect. In some ways, those moves were the bravest thing I've ever done. And in others, they were the most humbling. I felt like an outsider, a wanderer. I felt new. That was hard. But it was also honest. This time of year makes it more visible, especially if you're a parent. Maybe your kid is starting a new school or walking into a new classroom. You watch them try to look brave when their body is buzzing with uncertainty. And if you let it, beginner's mind can help you meet them there. Not from the mountaintop of expertise, but shoulder to shoulder, both of you figuring things out as you go. And here's what I'm learning lately. You can hold both. I can be an expert in tech and product leadership, and still be a beginner when I'm learning some new modality as a coach, trauma-informed coaching or parts work or EFT tapping. I can lead both a board meeting with confidence and still say, I'm not sure how this works, in a new training or in a session. Most of us, somewhere along the way, choose to stop being beginners. We find something we're good at and we stick to it. We build a whole identity around it and then we defend it. But what happens when identity becomes a cage? What happens when comfort turns into complacency? Listen, I'm not saying we need to blow up our lives to stay fresh, but I am saying we need to notice when we've stopped growing, when we've stopped learning, when our ego has taken the driver's seat and our curiosity has been shoved into the boot. That's right. I said boot. You heard me. So I'm asking myself and I'm asking you, when did I stop being a beginner? And do I want that back? Do I miss the aliveness of not knowing? Do I miss the creativity that comes with play? Do I miss the connection that happens when I say, I'm new at this. Will you help me? Because here's what I know. Being a beginner is hard, but it's also beautiful. And maybe, just maybe, the next version of you is waiting on the other side of, I don't know. Thank you for joining me today for One Question. If this question stirred something in you, don't brush it off. The part of you that wants to grow again, to try again, to play again, it's still in there. It's up to you whether you quiet your ego long enough to hear it. When did you stop being a beginner? And do you want that back? Until next time, take care of yourself, trust yourself, and always ask better questions.